Hello. This is a hypnosis induction guided imagery exercise which is intended to help you move through this coronavirus crisis as comfortably as possible and to help you relax and find hope. No, you can never underestimate the power of relaxation in order to minimize anxiety, minimize depression, and strengthen your immune system. Therefore, I invite you to listen to it as often as makes sense to you. And so, make yourself comfortable, whether you're in bed, on a couch, chair, even lying on the floor. And lighten your mind by thinking of something very pleasant and relaxing. It could be a thought, a feeling, an idea, a place in nature. When you have it, focus on it for a few minutes. Allow it to become more and more vivid, more and more real, and soon you'll be able to relax. Your eyes can be open or closed, whatever is best for you. And just listen to the sound of my voice. If your mind wanders, don't worry about it. It's in the nature of the mind to wander, so it will wander. All you really need to do is notice that it's wandering and then gently bring it back to listening to the sound of my voice. And now begin by letting your head relax. The top of your head, your forehead, your eyes. Let your eyes sink softly and deeply into their sockets. The skin around your eyes can smooth out and feel relaxed. Nose can relax, cheeks can relax, upper lip, lower lip, tongue. Jaw will drop. Neck will relax. Shoulders. Arms, hands, allowing worry and tension to leave your very fingertips, and soon your entire body and mind will feel deeply, safely, comfortably at peace. And just take a moment or two to notice what it feels like in your body right now. So good for your mind, so good for your body, so healing to the nervous system. Chest will relax. Allow your stomach to relax. Your abdomen. Your hips, your thighs, your legs, your feet. And soon your entire body and mind will feel deeply, safely, comfortably relaxed. And now, if you'd like to feel even more deeply relaxed than you are right now, pay attention to your breathing. Notice what the breathing feels like in your body, in your chest, your stomach, your abdomen. And just notice what it feels like every time you find yourself breathing in and then breathing out. Every time you breathe in, notice the beginning of the in-breath. Notice as it completes itself, turns into an out-breath. Then the out-breath completes itself, a new in-breath begins. Just notice your breathing. It may be also that as you breathe, you may want to think that every time you breathe in the thoughts of peace, of relaxation, of health. And every time you breathe out, you send the relaxation, the peace, the good health through your circulatory system to every single cell of your body. Breathing in peace, hope, good health, whatever it is that you wish to bring into your consciousness. And as you breathe out, letting worry and anxiety leave you. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With every number, let yourself feel more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. With 1, you'll be in the deepest, most relaxed state that you care to be in, that makes sense to be in at this moment. 10, deeper and deeper relaxed. 9, deep, deep, deep. 8, deeper and deeper. 7, deep, deep, deep. 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Very comfortable. Allow yourself to notice what it feels like in your body. And if you are indeed more relaxed than when we started. For this is, after all, a time of change, a time of the unknown, a scary, uncertain time. And yet, this is the way life is. This is the way it is right now. And difficult and hard though it is, it also is a time to remember our human capacity, our human possibilities for hope, for resilience, for creativity. It is a time to go within, in every sense of the word, inside our homes and inside our own beings. Inside our own beings, where it's possible that we can look to find that we have the opportunity to develop what is there right inside us, to find our own healing capacities. And yes, of course, wash your hands, keep your hands off your face, maintain social distance. But also remember to allow yourself to sit quietly, to pray, to meditate, to breathe in peace, to breathe in hope, to breathe in good health and well-being. Be wise, of course. Something very real is happening. Take appropriate action. But also, as much as you can, avoid panic, which only suppresses the immune system, by remembering the many ways that you can respond to this crisis. Have fun also, if you can, in whatever ways it is there for you. Make connections with other people through technology, or whatever makes appropriate sense. But remember also, whether right now you're healthy or ill, right now we have an ability to calm ourselves with our breathing, with our thoughts, and with our imagery. We're all in this together, and we all as human beings have these abilities to heal. So if you wish, I invite you to think of a color, the color that means peace to you, or health to you, or strength to you, whatever attribute you wish to represent in your mind, and see a color or several colors. Could be one color, it could be many, all mixed together, vibrating together. See the colors. Maybe you'll be hearing the colors. Maybe you'll be smelling them. Maybe you'll even be feeling the vibrations of these colors. Let the colors surround you. You surround the colors. Let the colors enter you. Allow yourself to enter the color. And if you wish, you could also think of a loving being. Somebody who knows you well, cares for you deeply. Somebody who may be alive, may be deceased, may be real, may be imagined. Maybe this loving being is an animal or an object. Maybe it's even a part of you. Experience this being. See the entity, and again, you may hear it, feel it, smell it, or just know that it's there. It could be that you'll just be at one with this loving being. It may be that you will receive a message from this loving entity. Or maybe you'll send a message to this individual or animal or object. Maybe it'll be in words, maybe it'll be telepathically. Or maybe you'll just sit quietly and know that it's there, or could be there, or is there to be found. And just notice how clearly you see it, feel it, experience it, or just have an inkling of it. Without judging anything, without trying to change it, just letting it be. And I invite you also to know that in this state of consciousness, in this relaxed state, as relaxed as you are at this moment, your unconscious healing capacities come to the forefront just by being in this state. And in this state of consciousness, you become more suggestible. And so therefore, any suggestion that I make to you right now that you wish to take in, you will take in. You'll ignore anything I say that makes no difference. You can change my words to suit you if you wish. But if you wish, you can say to yourself, I will be okay. I will cope. I will get through this. I can connect to other people. I can connect to myself. I can and I will find meaning in my life. Perhaps you have some other ideas that you would like to send forth to yourself. Perhaps you'll see some images that will represent your ideas. And now I invite you to end with the Serenity Prayer, thinking to yourself, may I find the strength to change that which I can. May I have the serenity to accept that which I cannot change. May I have the wisdom to know the difference. And again, adding any other ideas of your own that you wish to come forth. Or just sitting in silence. Now, you can stay in this relaxed state for as long as you wish. If you're in bed at nighttime and you wish to go to sleep, allow that to happen. And if it's the middle of the day and you wish to get up and go about your day, then all you really need to do is count to yourself from 1 to 10. With every number, you'll find yourself feeling more and more alert, more and more awake. At the count of 10, you will find yourself coming out of trance. out of trance, feeling relaxed and comfortable, and with a very, very good sense of well-being. Well-being. A good sense of well-being and equanimity.